this is Chris Johnson, and I have a fucking problem with if somebody's going through something, that fucking affects them deeply, whether it be like a divorce or a death, whether it be a death of a friend or a death of a pet or something that's going on in their fucking work life or something from their childhood, people don't really respect that. Or they expect you just to fucking deal with it and then just fucking drop it and get back to normal, whether that's possible or not. And it just drives me fucking crazy. You hear this phrase a lot. Get over it. He's got to get over it. She's got to get over it. Would you just get over it? Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? First of all, like, this is happening to me. It's happening to them. They're experiencing it. They're fucking feeling it. What you're asking them to do might not be possible. What you're asking them to do is fucking selfish. A lot of times when people say get over it, what they're saying to the individual is like, I can't deal with the fact that you may be grieving about something. I am having a hard time handling that you're not the same as you were before. And I want you the same as you were before. Could you please shut the fuck up and stop worrying about whatever it is that's on your mind and let's just do what we were doing before? Are you hearing yourself when you say that shit? Do you ever stop to think like what the fuck it is that you're saying? Now, there are certain circumstances when get over it is probably legitimate. Like if me as a 40-year-old man is still beating myself up because of like a baseball game that I lost when I used to play travel ball as I was fucking 18, I probably need to get over that. Like, come on, bro. We're talking about a game here. We're talking about a game that you lost 22 years ago. Some stuff you can and should get over. Trivial bullshit. Somebody made a mistake. You were supposed to go out or something and they forgot to call or they fell asleep or they missed a date or whatever the fuck. Like, okay, like that sucks. They're probably sorry. Probably shouldn't hold that against them forever. People make mistakes. You can get over those mistakes. You can get past those. But there are certain things, big things, that get over it just doesn't apply. People like to use the term get over it for like, motherfucker, I just stubbed my toe and like, dude, my fucking cat died and I'm having trouble with this. Man, I just lost my buddy that I knew for fucking years. Like, fuck. Get over it should only be used for like minor things. You can't use get over it for big things. I have a hard time getting past a lot of shit. I carry a lot of things with me. And you don't really get over things. You might just get past things. You might learn to live with things. You might learn to fucking deal with the fucking weight that's on your shoulders because of those things. And you might never be the same again. And that's fine. That's okay. Shit changes. You're not the same person now as you were last year, as you were five fucking years ago. So how the fuck do you expect people to be the same if they just went through something traumatic? People aren't going to fucking deal with things on your schedule. They're going to deal with things on their schedule. There's no timetable. That's one thing therapy taught me. That's one of the biggest lessons that I fucking learned when I was in therapy for 5 years? A long time. Long time. Like, everybody's going to get through things at their own pace. And if you're really fucked up and you've had like a lot of shit that you've been carrying around since childhood, like I have, like it might take a little bit longer. Like you might need to get your fucking life in order first before you can start dealing with other stuff. You might have to go way fucking back and learn how to fucking handle basic day-to-day shit in order to be able to handle the big stuff. And that's okay. I fucking hate the fact that I hated my fucking childhood. I fucking hate the fact that my father was an abusive piece of shit. I can't stand it because I feel like it caused me to waste a lot of time. I feel like I was in a haze so much of my fucking life and it affected my relationships with people because I didn't know how to cope because like all that I knew was just fucking screaming and yelling and emotional immaturity. So how the fuck are you supposed to, as a kid, learn how to be an adult, learn how to fucking regulate your emotions, learn how to do those fucking things? You can learn. You might still be a little fucked up forever, but you can learn, but it's gonna take some time. There is no timetable. Stop fucking with people. Like, it's not supportive. You're not helping them. You're being a dick. And then they're not gonna wanna tell you anything. I'm so fucking terrified of people like not accepting me and not accepting like what I'm going through. I'm not accepting my fucking emotions. That for the most part, I just fucking keep them from people. I fucking deal with it by not telling you what the fuck's going on. Hey man, how you doing? Nah, I'm fine, you know. But like, I'm still bummed the fuck out because my cat died. And Simon's death has like made me question like my mortality almost. Which sounds fucking weird because I've had like people die. People that I've known a long time die in the last, I don't know, 8 to 10 years or whatever the fuck. And like, I mean, they affected me too. But like, this just feels different. But I don't talk to people about it because I don't feel like people are gonna understand it. And look, I'm doing okay. I'm not, this isn't like a fucking cry for help here. I'm just fucking saying that like, it took me a long time to fucking get past and it's still making me like think about certain things and question certain things and, you know, struggle at times. It's fucking May now. So like, been over 3 months. Like I'm doing well. It's just an example. Like It's not easy. You can't just flip a fucking switch and be cool. And I think, like, because my whole life has just been masking my fucking emotions and not wanting to show anybody fucking anything because I don't think it's going to be accepted. Because you know why? Because, like, it was never accepted when I was a kid. My dad didn't want to hear any of that shit. He didn't give a fuck how I was feeling. Stop fucking crying or we'll give you something to cry about. That's what I fucking heard. That's really supportive. So, I mean, it's going to fuck your ability to regulate emotions. And you know what else, man? Those are the same type of people who fucking tell you to get over it. There are still things that I, like, think about that still fucking hurt. And that's okay. I don't need some sack of shit who didn't experience it, didn't fucking feel it, to tell me that I gotta, like, get over something that just ripped my fucking guts out. And that doesn't mean that I want to be back with the person. That doesn't mean that I want the relationship to be as it was before, because I don't. But, like, just because you don't want something that's gone and you're better because it's gone doesn't mean that, like, certain things that were said and done still don't fucking hurt you and stick with you forever. And I'm not gonna fucking apologize for that, and nobody should have to fucking apologize for that. Be more understanding. Stop being a fucker. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. It's a new podcast episode's come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and whatever sites you please. Podbean, though, is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm on Twitter @JohnsonHatesYou, Instagram @maybe5minutes, and this will be in my Facebook timeline for you, too.